Malcolm Forbes once said that failure is success if we learn from it. Tune in twice each month to The Shelly Show as co-host marketers Shelly Iverson and Nate Ebert interview successful business owners who share their failing forward marketing strategies and learn how to master digital marketing, Google Ads, and SEO. Let's go to work. Hey, this is Nate.
And this is Shelly.
And together we are The Shelly Show, and we're here with Tara Ingalls. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Tara.
Hi, thanks for having me. Yeah. So my name is Tara Ingalls. I own a graphic design and website development company called Tingles Graphic Design.
Tingles, I like and that.
Yeah, so yeah, some people don't get it until they see my name tag or something. And so it's T Ingalls, Tingles.
That's perfect. Yeah, it's perfect.
It took me a second.
Yeah. Great yeah, branding, so, yes.
Woo. Yeah, yep. And so we help small businesses, startups, nonprofits with really anything that your logo goes on. So, you know, logo design, print collateral, website design, trade show work. We've had a niche since I opened 20 years ago to be really offering high-end graphic design, for these companies that can't really afford, you know, an agency or can't afford that. Kind of high ticket item. Mm-hmm. So that's been kind of our primary target audience has been those small businesses, but we're also a really great resource for larger companies that want to lower their overhead and, you know, not hire a designer on their team full time. Mm-hmm. We can kind of ebb and flow with the company and come in as needed and really save them a lot of money.
Okay. So. Kind of like in a way, like a consulting gig, yeah, like in yeah. a way. Okay.
Yeah, awesome. Very much so. I mean, some companies have, like, you know, director of marketing or VP of marketing. So they have somebody that sort of manages all the moving pieces, but it's very, very difficult to find one employee mm-hmm. that has all the necessary skill sets that you have to have in order to market your company now. Yeah. So by being a resource in one lane, you know, as it pertains to graphic design and website development, we can, you know, be that employee for that client, you know, and offer a lot of different skill sets with multiple designers on my team and that kind of thing.
Awesome. So yeah. What population are you, kind of strictly in Madison, like Wisconsin as a whole, or are you national?
We are national. I mean, I do work all around the United States, but I mean, I would say 90% of our work is in Dane County or in, you know, sort of, around this area. I mean, most of our clients are in Madison and the surrounding communities, you know, in Madison. So okay. Yeah, we've done work in Florida and Hawaii. And I used to have like a map pin in my office. And then, you know, it was kind of lame. It kind of only looked like, you know, it didn't look good when I was only hitting like 4 or 5 of the 50 states. So I took the map down.
We're seeing consistent business in Florida. Maybe just a map of Florida.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, I think one of the things that sets us apart is that we do a lot of face-to-face. So like, you know, okay. In this situation right now, we're really heavily relying on Zoom and, you know, GoToMeeting and those kinds of platforms to still stay connected physically face-to-face with our clients. Because I think when you're starting a business and it's your baby and you're really passionate about it, you want a company that's going to get it right and somebody that's going to like see your passion and they want that face-to-face, and you can't get that kind of authenticity using an online company. You just don't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, I think that's why, you know, I haven't really done any marketing in any other states and stuff, because we know that that's one of our, you know, unique things about our company is that our clients like that face-to-face. So,
yeah.
Awesome. I love that. Yeah. Fantastic. Sounds like you guys have had a really successful run at it. I mean, I was looking, you know, when I was going to do a little research for this, I was, you know, seeing, you know, you've won numerous awards for the area. Like, it seems like you guys have been a really successful company for pretty much the duration that you've been working there.
Yeah. I mean, I started my business with the intention to offer freelance when we started a family.
Okay.
And then the babies didn't come. So then Tingles, for 5 years, Tingles steadily grew and I moved out of my home into an office. And And then, you know, Tingles became my baby.
Okay.
So yeah, it exponentially grew. So the awards that we've won recently, mm-hmm. I mean, we won the Dane County Small Business Award, which is really cool because it's kind of a three-tier award for not only, you know, growth and financial success, but also they really look at how you give back and then also your company culture. So you have to, you know, you do apply for it and you have to write about those things. So I am proud of that because I am really proud of the culture that I've created with my company. And mm-hmm. the website award that we've won the last 5 years in a row, that's actually pretty a cool award because that's a fill in the blank award. Okay. So like that just shows that, you know, that ballot goes out to 1,000 executives in Madison. Wow. And it's a fill in the blank, you know, ballot. So it's to win that 5 years in a row, that just, it's a good testament to not only, you know, networking and getting my name out there, but also mm-hmm. that our clients are really, they're, you know, they like working with us too. So.
Yeah. It sounds like you have a very satisfied clientele. So with that, you know, things always, you know, aren't really a success. So I know that's kind of hard for somebody like you that's had like a resounding successes, but what would you really consider to be either, you know, your greatest failure or your greatest, maybe even blooper in the business that you've been working within?
Yeah. So about 5 years ago, my company was, when we won the Dane County Small Business Award in 2016, like mm-hmm. shortly before then, I had ballooned up to 12 employees and we okay. were, mm-hmm. I wasn't even really doing, I had brought in, you know, certain employees to do my duty. So I wasn't even selling anymore. I wasn't meeting with clients. I was really in more of like a position of management, just like I wasn't really part of the day-to-day business anymore. Okay. And I was finding that, and we were growing. I mean, it was, you know, we were growing, we were bringing on, you know, like maybe 100, 150 clients a year. So, I mean, it was great growth. And on the outside, it looked, wow, you know, Tingles is really growing and they're adding lots of team members and this and that. But because I wasn't part of it anymore, I found myself really feeling disconnected and feeling like I'd lost the joy, you know, I'd lost the ability to, you know, I'd lost that like vigor to get up in the morning and be like, I'm going to work today. You know, I completely yeah. lost that. And I went to a, Darcy Loma was holding a, like women's workshop and like a life coaching workshop. And it was the third quarter and she was offering them one every quarter. So I was coming in, you know, a little bit late. The other people that were in this thing had already been to two other ones. And so I'm sitting in this room with all these women and they're all talking about how, you know, they made life changes. They quit their job and they started a gardening business, or they, you know, they quit their job and they were, you know, traveling the world and like doing all these things that were ticking bucket list items. And they were super joyous and happy. And I started crying and I couldn't stop. And I had to just kind of get up and I walked outside just to kind of collect myself. And one of the other coaches came out and sat with me and she's like, what's going on? And I'm like, I don't think I belong here. Like, I don't feel like I just hit a wall. Mm-hmm. And I realized that there was really nothing in my life at that point. You know, I was a mom and I was a wife and I was a business owner, but like, I realized that the company was moving in a trajectory that I was just not, I couldn't get behind. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is my company. Like, why am I so sad? You know,
booming, like why, you know, that, yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And so just working through some of that. And so I started doing some personal, like started trying to do more personal growth things. And I started following this couple, Jason and Kim Kotecki. They're the owners of an organization called Escape Adulthood. And they hosted this 2-day summit. excuse me. And I went to the summit with my husband and this was like, I think this was 2016 or 2015, something around then.
Okay.
And I went to the summit and basically their whole mission in life is to help people find their childlike wonder and help them find joy again and be silly and own that. And they, you know, and they want to help eradicate something called adultitis, which is something that, you know, we all, as we get adults, we lose those, you know, not looking at the world with this sense of wonder anymore. And I went to the summit and it was completely life-changing. Like I just, I started realizing, you know, what is the point of all this? Like, you know, it's connection and it's, and making a difference. And I kind of, at that point was realigning or, you know, revisiting what are my core values in life, and realizing that I had been leading my business with my core values, but really not making decisions based, you know, not making decisions that, so one of my core values is compassion. And I feel like, you know, giving back to the community is a very important thing that all, you know, everyone should be doing, but, you know, more importantly, like small business should be helping other small businesses and that kind of thing. That's when, so I was like, well, I want to do something about that. So then that's when the Giving Tree started. And the Giving Tree is a, it's kind of an arm of the company that offers pro bono design assistance to nonprofits. So they can apply for, you know, design assistance and we will design whatever they need for free. And so it was just, so there's, so like that happened. So then I just kind of started thinking inwardly more about leading with my heart instead of, you know, listening to people say, oh, you should be an agency now. You should be, you know, they were shooting on me and saying, you should be doing this and should be doing that. And I was like, why? Like, why can't I be the best and still be small? Like, why can't I?
Yeah, exactly. And
yeah. So that's, I don't know, like that, that kind of happened. And ever since then, just the success in my mind is the happiness that my employees feel. I mean, we do Zoom calls, and at the end of the Zoom call staff meeting, we do a staff meeting almost every day. And at the end of the call, people are like, love you, miss you. Like, who says that? Like, that's just, I never worked anywhere where like my coworkers were like, love you. Like, you know, just, I just think it's cool as hell. And
I love it. I love that atmosphere. Absolutely. Yeah. We try to do that here. Yeah.
Shelly, we're not quite to that level yet, but
me and you are. No.
Yeah, we'll get there. Well, that sounds awesome. So I guess that, you know, you kind of went into the lesson that you really learned from it, but what were some of the things that you did, like even on a day-to-day level, to start incorporating those lessons into helping change the culture within Tingles?
Well, we defined I shared my core values with my team and I was like, you know, these core values are what I'm leading my life with. And so they're, you know, honesty, compassion, connection, creativity, and fun. And if you know me or you follow me on Facebook, everything about Tingles is those five pillars. And so what we did as a team is we designed a company around those pillars. So, you know, we're very transparent in our pricing and we're very honest. If we make a mistake, we own up to it and we fix it. And, you know, the compassion I talked about a little bit, the connection part is really more about, you know, helping my clients make connections in other areas of their business, you know, like through this coronavirus quarantine, my HR rep is a phenomenal, she was phenomenal at taking the laws and breaking them down into layman's terms. And so I like said, email out to my clients and I was like, you need to follow this person and you need to, you know, go to her webinars if you're confused, because she just really had a great way of doing it. So like, you know, trying to provide connection. And then creativity, that's pretty much a no-brainer because we are a design firm, but you know, also wanting to do, you know, team builders that foster creativity in different ways, like going to like a painted pottery place or learning how to, rock climb or, you know, whatever. So like trying to, we took a photography class together as a team and that was really fun. So, you know, fostering creativity in other areas, because if you do that, it actually helps you be more creative in your craft. So yeah. And then fun. We have a really good time. We have a card game that we play called Spoons, which we're really missing right now. And that's not something you can play online. So, you know, and we have Halloween Spirit Week all week long. We dress up and we have a desk decorating competition and for Christmas and stuff. So, I mean, that there's definitely no shortage of fun. I put a very high priority on fun in the workplace. So,
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
That sounds like an awesome and healthy culture that you've really cultivated there.
Yeah. And I mean, the minute I started being more true to myself, it became a lot easier. You know, work wasn't hard anymore. It was fun and it was exciting. And, you know, I try to lead with, with those core values and a lot of decisions that I make regarding, like, and so, you know, I know a lot of business owners during this quarantine, they just panicked, you know, they didn't, mm-hmm. because there is no precedent, right? And we were all like, for those first couple of weeks, like trying to understand the laws and what could we do for our employees and what, you know, was a safer at home? What was that? What does that mean for my business? Am I an essential business? Do I have to close? There was a lot of panic and a lot of confusion. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of, you know, I watched this, I looked at my calendar and I had like 6 webinars a day. You know, it was this, I was so hungry for knowledge. And what I realized was that, you know, I was talking to a colleague that I'm in, a fellow Rotarian of mine. And he goes, Tara, how many webinars did you watch when you started your business? I'm like, none. And he's like, right. So he's like, stop watching the webinars. You know, get your information from the people, you know, the people that you know and you trust, and let them guide you, you know, go to those. So I contacted my attorney and I contacted my HR rep and I was like, you know, I need you to tell me what to do. Mm-hmm. And those connections, thank goodness I had those. But then I just started feeling like I needed to work on focusing what I could control, right? So I can mm-hmm. control how I communicate to my employees. I can control how I communicate to my clients, and I can stay open and we can work remotely. And so focusing on what you could control and stop worrying and stop the panic really helped turn things around. And I don't know, quarantine's actually, it's not too bad. I mean, you saw I had like when we first started the call, I had like a jacket on, but I'm wearing sweatpants. Yeah. You know.
Yep. So, I got a cut off on. It's awesome. Yeah. I actually haven't minded at all.
And these, you know, Zoom meetings, they don't take as much time because you don't have that travel time and mm-hmm. you're more direct and to the point. And so, I mean, there's certain things that I will take back and implement into my business when this is all over.
Awesome.
Because you're kind of having to learn. There's no playbook, you know, so we're all learning this. Mm-hmm. You know, as we go, and the fact that everybody isn't, so I'm doing a webinar, I think it's May 11th, and the title of it is Same Storm, Different Boat. So it's Ooh. Like, we're all in the same storm, we're all dealing with it, but we're all in different lifeboats, and we're all, you know, managing our lifeboat, and I think it's going to be a fun webinar, and talking a little bit about how we're all, it's going to be 6 different businesses, and how we've kind of adapted to the new normal now.
Ooh, I like that. That's kind of similar to something that kind of we had. We had a bit of a panel, and this was kind of when it first hit, and we were just kind of focusing on how this was really going to impact and change just, you know, a couple of businesses. I think that'd be a pretty cool webinar to tune into. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'll probably check it out. Like, yeah. I'd like to see kind of how small businesses are really adapting and what even I can do within Shelly's social media to kind of help out. So that's awesome.
Yeah, just, well, we did a doodle poll and to find a date that worked for all 6 people. So that's still out, but I think it's going to be like the second week in May. So okay. Just watch my Facebook page or whatever.
Awesome.
Sure. Yeah. Nice. So. Yeah. That sounds awesome. You're so inspiring. I mean, every time I talk to you, I get all excited. So, I mean, aww. I can just feel the passion and I can just feel the love. I mean, I do. I mean, I think I, the first day I met you when I was in I walked up to you and I just felt so welcomed by you. And I hope that I emanated that too, because it seemed like we wanted to get in, it was like we wanted to get in touch with each other. And then we just, you know, life got in the way and time got in the way or whatever. But I mean, it was just like that, that great energy. So when you talk, I get so inspired. I mean, I'm 4 years in on Shelly's social media and, you know, I feel like I'm getting there, you know, yeah. And I feel like, the staff that I have right now, I mean, I think that, you know, we've gone through staff firing and hiring. And right now I think that we're at the best that we have been. And I continue to go forward. And so when I hear stories like yours and hear what you're doing, it just inspires me to do better. And I think I think part of me is, feels like that's probably what you wanted when you talk to people and when you around people. And so I just wanted yeah. to tell you that's what I'm getting from that. So yeah. Thank you for doing this podcast with us, and and it's just a pleasure. It's a pleasure watching you and watching your business and being around you when we can be around you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I think, you know, the whole adage, when you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And it kind of snuck up on me that it's been 20 years. And last fall we were talking as a team, you know, about goals for the next year. And then we were all like, oh crap, like we're going to have a party and we're going to have to do this. And it, you know, we started getting really excited about it. And like, we started the year with such incredible momentum, you know, yeah. that it's sort of like hitting, you know, hitting a brick wall. And then, you know, we're like, well, we're just going to still celebrate, you know, we don't care. So yeah.
It's still 20 years.
I know. Then, you know, yeah, it's a huge milestone. And I never would have imagined in a million years that it would be what it is today. And yeah, I feel very blessed. And, you know, the team I have now is definitely a special sauce. I've had, you know, lots of designers have worked for me throughout the years and have left for various reasons. And the two of my designers have been with me for 7 years now. So they're sort of like, I can sketch something on paper and they know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, there's just like this,
wow,
it is like a family, you know?
And and having that connection is great. Right now we have one person on our team that's been with us since the beginning, and I know it's not 20 years but I mean, it still feels good. I mean, to have that. So, I mean, and the more that we keep growing, you know, and keep learning, I guess it's really learning, constantly learning and being open to learning. I feel that as well. Is, you know, I get people come and people go, but I think that, you know, the connection that we have right now with our team is fabulous. And when I hear that from other, because you can feel it when you work with us or work with you guys or work with, you know, a company.
Shelly?
Did we lose Shelly?
I think we might have.
Oh, here.
Oh, I'm there back. We go.
Did you go through a tunnel?
I talk with my hands. I used to be an interpreter, like a sign language interpreter. So I talk with my hands, and sometimes I just get all willy-nilly, and I think I touched the mute button with my ear, which has nothing to do with my hands. But anyway, let's move on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, honestly, I feel like in a lot of ways, Tara, like you covered, honestly, in terms of passing on, like I feel like the strongest message from this is just to be true to yourself. Like, if you're not happy with what you're doing, regardless of how much money you're bringing in, I think that something that a lot of people lose sight of is that fulfillment piece.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, it's one of the most well-known idioms or phrases is, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And I think that for people where the dollar sign is the ultimate value, then you know what? That's great for them. But I think a lot of us that prefer that fulfillment, they prefer enjoying going to work every day and making those connections and helping not only yourself grow, but others grow and kind of being there. And it's not all about the bottom line. I think for me personally, that's one of the more, you know, rewarding aspects of being in a career. And so honestly, that's, you know, something that I'm really enjoying within this podcast is it's fulfilling for me. I get to meet new people. I get to talk about them and their businesses and share that. So for me, it's like, it's almost like I'm not even working. I'm just having a conversation, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So no, I think that's something that's a very, very valuable lesson for honestly anyone involved, whether you're starting your own business or just kind of working within, you know, heck, even like working within Burger King or something. Yeah. You know, it's something, if you're fulfilled flipping those burgers, fantastic, do that.
Yep.
You know, so I think that's an awesome lesson.
That gives me the biggest joy, I think, is sitting across the table from someone who's got a passion, a side hustle, whatever it is, and they want to make a go of it. They want to, you know, jump in. And sometimes meeting with me or getting a business card with their name on it is like the push they needed to really make that leap. And, you know, and then, you know, I check in with them and, you know, they're like, I quit my full-time job today. I'm doing this full-time. And you're just like, I'm not saying that Tingles was, you know, the reason that their, you know, their business was so successful, but to be part of that and to help that person, like, because I don't know. I mean, it's incredible. Like during the recession in 2008 and 2009, there were a lot of companies, like a lot of people were laid off and they were starting, and they were starting consulting businesses to consult back to the company that laid them off. And so they needed, you know, branding for that. And they needed business cards and a website and stuff like that. And a lot of those companies are still going strong today and never went back to work there, you know? So it's that, I mean, that's just gives me the biggest joy. And when people are super engaged in what they're doing and That's why, I mean, I really love working with nonprofits because they're so easy to brand and they're so passionate, you know, they're passionate about what they do. And, you know, that's hugely fulfilling too. To work with nonprofits.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, Tara, that's about everything we kind of really had for you today. Do you have any kind of closing remarks or anything you'd like to share with everybody?
No, not really. I appreciate you having me and I look forward to sharing this with some, you know, sharing it socially so people can hear my story.
Well, awesome. Well, we'll definitely make sure that happens for you. And, you know, we'll let you know as soon as it's kind of ending either production or getting ready to be put up. But yeah, thank you so much for coming out. And we really appreciate talking with you as well and, you know, sharing your message with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you, Tara.